welcome to Podcast Insider. My name is Todd Cochran. Back in the seat after being gone a little bit. Mike, how you doing?
Doing good. And I didn't remember you were going to be gone last week until it was too late to get a co-host, so I had to do it solo.
Oh, okay.
Haven't done that in a while.
No, I don't think you have, but good for you. But I tell you what, those of you that are actually watching live, Mike and I are a little scruffier. We are participating in the No Shave November.
Yep. Yep. And that's an official thing over at no-shave.org. And basically the idea is you don't shave or get a haircut or anything like that for the month of November, and then donate whatever you save to the charity over there that goes for men's health.
So Mike, you had to have had a head start here.
Oh, yeah. I started about 2 weeks ago.
2 weeks? That's 2 weeks? Yeah. I'm impressed.
Yeah.
I'll be lucky if I look like that in a month.
Well, I'm going for the Santa beard this year.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good.
We'll see what happens.
Yeah, so anyway, if any of you other fellas are participating, just drop us a tweet. Love to hear it. But hey, we got some news for you. Best practice. Got blueberry news. We've got a blueberry pro tip of the week. We got a question of the week, of course. And a whole slew of stuff going on. Hey. For those of you that are blueberry customers that use Headliner, well, big announcement, Headliner this morning. They're now helping you post to YouTube automatically.
Yes, that is pretty awesome. Tom Webster came out a while back, Edison came out a while back saying YouTube was one of the discovery engines for podcasting, and it's probably good to be over there regardless of whether you get a lot of traffic. It's probably good to be there. So this is a cool tool to get you there.
And what I like about it is it's automatic.
Yes.
And I don't know if you have to push a button and set it up to be, I think you still have to push to it.
Yeah, you have to set it up. They have instructions on the link we'll have in the show notes on how to set that up. But once you set that up, and they suggested also that you make the YouTube video private, and then you can go in and edit the descriptions and stuff and then make it public yourself. So, I mean, it's not like completely automated, but it'll get it to YouTube for you.
Right.
So it's pretty cool.
Now, one thing is, beer on the Blueberry dashboard, all you needed to go is to manage your episode, and you'll find the Headliner.
It's in the share menu.
In the share menu on the episode. So you'll be able to go in there and basically link directly to over to Headliner with it. So definitely check that out. But Amazon Music for select shows are launching synchronized transcripts for podcasts. So that's an interesting move.
Yeah, it's kind of like what they do. If I for a short time played with Amazon Music as my main music thing, and if you certain songs would have synchronized lyrics, and it was kind of neat. And if you wanted to back up in the song, you could do that. Well, now they're bringing that to podcasts, or at least certain podcasts. It's rolling out. It'll go to everybody at some point, it says, but.
Well, one thing that all of you should remember is, especially if you're using PowerPress, is that we support the transcript tag, and you can apply a transcript to your episode during posting, I guess that's the, I don't know if that's the right way to say it, but how do they find that, Mike, to add that transcript?
Yeah, that's right there in the, I believe it's in the post area. There's a spot to put in a link to the transcript, you know, when you're making a post on PowerPress.
Yep.
It's not currently in the Blueberry publisher, but it is in PowerPress.
Awesome. So definitely check that out if you're getting it. Of course, if you're getting a transcript from our partner AudioBurst, remember that's free.
Yep.
You sign up for AudioBurst, they give you a transcript for every episode, and you also, of course, get some great promotional tools over there as well. But yeah, anyway, all kinds of social.
Yeah, promotion. Then you can just upload that file wherever and link it right there in your post.
And sadly, Amazon's not supporting that tag, so they're just doing their own thing here. So
yeah, their automated stuff at Amazon's pretty good. So, you know, it'll It'll be okay. You know, it's as good as Google's.
Yep. So almost half, this is some research that came out, almost half the podcast listeners in the United States listen to an indie podcast at least once a week. Of course.
Yeah. The thing I wonder about, and we'll have to ask Tom sometime, this is from Tom Webster at Edison. I have to ask him what constitute an indie podcast, because, there's lots of crossover there. There's independent people that are making their full living doing a podcast, and are they really indie or are they considered something else depending on how they're monetizing,
Right.
So, I'd love to learn that, but he says, Edison says 49% of U.S. weekly podcast listeners listen to at least one indie podcast. So, like to know the definition of an indie podcast, but
yeah, absolutely. Hey, we want to say congratulations to Bradley Terpak, the new CEO of Libsyn. Good luck.
Good luck with that, Bradley.
Because, oh my gosh, with all the finance and craziness stuff that's been going on over there. Of course, he's been their chairman of the board for a while, so he's well aware of the challenges they've had with
running a finance public stuff. Yeah, running a public company is a whole different animal, I'm sure. So that's.
Well, you definitely have, you can't talk about things, and you have to just, if you make a mistake with the IRS or something like that, you have to disclose that. And whereas a private company, you just pay the penalty, and don't have to make an announcement. But anyway, good luck to him as new CEO of Libsyn. National Podcast Posting Month is going on for the month of November. This is called Not Pod Pomo, and it's NAPOMO.org. Napod Pomo. Homo. I guess that's the way you pronounce it, right?
Napod Pomo is what I've been saying, but
Napod Pomo. Okay. Napod Pomo. And Mike, you're doing that with Mike Delsworld, doing a podcast every day this month, right?
Yeah, man. I figured I'd do it a little different this year. I have a particular subject I'm going to do on each day of the week. So I'll do 4 episodes of each of these subjects. So it'll be fun, whatever. It's my goofy little personal podcast. So
have fun doing that this year. So check it over at Mike Delsworld. Let's move into best practices. We're talking about remote recording of podcast guests, or if you are a guest. And boy, oh boy, we see this this comes up a lot. So this is a good best practice topic. Yeah,
Kate brought this up to me as a possible subject last week, and I brought it forward to this week. But yeah, definitely, especially, she does a lot of editing of people that record podcasts, and so she runs into this a lot more. But definitely do not use Bluetooth or Wi-Fi when you're recording an interview or you're being interviewed. If possible, use a wired connection to your computer, because there's Wi-Fi lag is one thing. And it makes people talk over each other. You'll notice sometimes when Todd and I are he's in Ohio, we'll sometimes have a little more trouble with lag for some reason. But I think you got that fixed the last time you were down there.
Yeah, I did. I wired it up.
But, that was the problem. But the other thing is Apple AirPods. They're great. They're awesome for Zoom calls and whatever. But if you're recording a podcast, there may be some Bluetooth lag as well in those and any sort of Bluetooth microphones. Because, everything is, if it's wireless, there's a little bit of processing that has to happen. So there is a little lag.
And I saw that in an interview with Facebook recently where one of the gals that was on the interview was on Wi-Fi and she didn't even have her laptop plugged in. And halfway through the interview, her laptop died because she ran out of juice. So not only use a wired LAN connection, but also make sure your machine is plugged in, especially if you're on a laptop.
Or well charged.
Yeah, well charged for sure. Now, USB microphone those are wonderful. And some hosts will have a couple of those that they'll send a guest before an interview to have on hand.
Yeah, I have a couple of friends that they bought a couple of ATRs, and they'll literally ship them out to their guests if they're not already equipped, and then hopefully the guest will send them back I think it was Jim. I can't remember his last name right now, but he says he's got about 10 of them, and most of the time he gets them back.
Well, that's good. Yeah. Now, it says here, calling using a cell phone, the audio will be way better. So explain that.
That's what Kate was telling me. She says, sometimes if all you've got is a Wi-Fi connection or the laptop microphone in your computer or something like that, sometimes it's better just to call in on the phone, whether a wired phone or a cell phone. Because, cell phones, people that listen to talk radio are used to that. All the callers come in on phones. So that could be an acceptable alternative if you're having trouble with any of the more high-tech stuff.
Yeah. And, of course, be sure to do a quick test record as well.
Yeah, nothing That's like getting through an interview and having it be complete crap when you get done.
And, I've got an interview this afternoon, and everyone's using Zoom, and I'm not a big fan of using Zoom for podcast recordings, and it's just because the quality is not as good as Skype, but people are scared of Skype for some reason, so I don't understand it, but
yeah. I mean, Skype's good. There's lots of other lots of other ways of doing it. You were investigating another one here this week, so
that's right,
and we'll probably have some more about that at some point.
That's
in the
right.
future, but whatever works for you. The thing is just be mindful of the quality. And like I said, it doesn't have to be perfect quality to the point where it sounds like you're both sitting in a studio. That's ideal, but that may not be possible. So just a phone call might be the way to go.
Yep,
you never know.
So, a little bit of blueberry news here. Just so you know, the team is still trudging away at stats. Matter of fact, we've been doing some reviews and getting some demos.
Oh, yes.
So, we have V1, V2, V3, version 1, version 2, version 3, version 4, 5, 6, 7. So, V1 is getting closer. I'm excited about that.
That'll be the big one.
We don't know what the date. Well, V2 and 3 are pretty big too, as features, but we'll see where we're at. I don't have a timeline yet on when we're going to be ready to show you the new stat system. It is an absolute, complete, unequivocal overhaul of the entire platform. Matter of fact, we're meeting today to double check if we're showing certain screens and the data within them correctly and at a deep enough level. So we'll get that kind of figured out. Mm-hmm. But recent blog post by Merrill is talking about how to be a great podcast guest. So,
our best practice was about the actual technical recording of it. This is more, how to prepare yourself to be a guest, as far as content. And it's a pretty good article for sure. I flipped through most of it, I think.
Yeah. So, Mike, something, you may have to change your date for your next webinar.
You might be right.
Because I that day, I think I'm going to be eating turkey. So
you may be right. Okay. Well, let's omit that.
Yeah. We'll get you a date sometime in November where there will be a webinar, but I don't think we get too much traction on Thanksgiving.
My calendar was not good enough.
I had to laugh about it, and it is sneaking up on us for sure. Yeah. But PowerPress 8.7.5 is out. It's a bug fix. So grab that update. Make sure you do so. Yeah. And, one thing I will say is we are, did you see the video that Mandy and Cho worked on yesterday that are going to be, I don't know if she's got the final version done or not, but my goodness.
Yeah, that is, it was impressive. I am very impressed by our interns.
So follow us on Instagram, and we're on TikTok now as well. Of course, we're on Twitter, we're on Facebook, we're all locations, but if you're not following us on Instagram yet, you're missing some really cool, inspirational, instructional videos with the resource links. So definitely check that out. And the TikTok stuff is kind of fun. So if nothing else, you'll see us once in a while on TikTok. Yeah. But we are still, I'm still working on the marketing position, digital marketing position announcement. So I don't have the job announcement ready, but just keep advice here. If you're thinking maybe you want to become part of the Blueberry team, we're looking for digital marketeer and maybe even an entry-level salesperson. So we'll yeah. keep you advised on that. But that's all we've got for Blueberry News. Mike, we've got a Blueberry Pro Tip this week.
Yeah, Toby's going to be talking about cross-promotion, which I talked about last week. So it's all coming together. So I'm going to try to play this live for the live audience. Kate will cut it in for the podcast audience.
All right.
Hi, it's Toby Goodman from Blueberry Pro Production here. Podcasts have exploded in the last few years, and that's something we're all very happy about because we are in the business of helping produce and host them. But while podcasting was once the secret of geeks, it turns out Pod News just reported that almost half of all podcast listeners in the US listen to at least one independent podcast every week. That is great news, but all of that means more choice for the listener, and as each day goes by, less chance your show will grow organically. But there are still ways to grow your show, and today I want to share a slightly counterintuitive way. Your show is competing for airtime, and the truth is, it's competing for the same airtime as other shows that speak with the same interested audience. It doesn't matter if your show is about sports, business, religion, or true crime. While that might be an uncomfortable truth that might make you want to stick your head in the sand, what happens if you do the opposite? What would happen if, as the Four Tops put it, you reached out to these podcasters as partners and peers for some cross-promotion? What does that mean? Well, an email, a personal email. So simple, what about an email like this? Hey Jane, I'm Barry and I'm a big fan of your show. Now you're going to have to go a little bit further than that because I don't know about you, but on my LinkedIn, I'm always getting offers from people that start off with telling me they're a big fan and my instant response is, what of? So you need to continue to prove yourself here, but without wasting too much time. Putting in some proof that you have actually listened to Jane's podcast. So for example, hey Jane, I'm Barry and I'm a big fan of your show. I really like how you always introduce your show with a joke. Done. So she knows you've listened. Moving on. I'm also the host of podcast name, and it strikes me our listeners would appreciate your show. Would you be open to cross promotion? Simply mention my show at the end of yours and I'll do the same on mine. What do you think? Barry. That's it. Now down the line, this could lead to all sorts of things, including maybe a shared network. This is where shows come together under the same roof in more of an official capacity to share and promote each other to a target audience. Networks can also lead to live events or merch. And of course, Blueberry can help build your network for you, ensuring you and your partners have full ownership. All of this requires commitment. So why not start with a simple cross promotion? As ever, if you want to appeal to your partners in pod, sounding great is a must. If you'd like support with that, just head over to blueberrypro.com to see how we can help. See you next time.
You know, he hit the nail right on the head there because this this cross-promotion thing can really grow into something if you are truly a fan of another show. And it doesn't have to be the same topic either. You know, it can be, you know, one could be on tech, the other one could be on business, or they could be both tech shows, or they could both be true crime shows or whatever. And I think the cross-promotion doesn't necessarily have to happen at the end. I think you can build in a segment in your show, too, where you do cross-promotion. And that's how Tech Podcast really did it in the beginning, how we cross-promoted each other heavily.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, it just used to be way more popular, you know, back when podcasting first started. I mean, you know, I remember when there was only maybe a couple hundred podcasts out there, and pretty much you learned about any new one that popped up by 10 other ones saying, hey, this new one popped up, and they'd cross-promote. And, you know, we called it coopetition instead of competition because, you know, there are people that like to listen to a podcast about a certain subject are going to listen to more than one. I'm sure you guys listen to more than one podcast about podcasting, even though you listen to this one.
We actually had a site called Podcast Promos at one time, podcastpromos.com, that's no longer in existence, but where you could upload your promo, a little 30-second promo about your show, mm-hmm. and then podcasters could trade those actual 30-second jingles or 15-second, whatever it is, short, sweet, to the point, not wasting too much time of the listener of the other show and vice versa. It worked out really, really well. So a great Blueberry Pro tip by the Blueberry Pro team at blueberrypro.com. So, Mike, you got a question of the week. What's going on there?
Yeah, pretty straightforward ones from our Facebook group over at Blueberry Podcasting Group. And it's, how can I get a PowerPress short code to work on a WordPress web page to show a list of recent episodes? And we have a thing called the PowerPress Playlist Player. And you go into PowerPress to the Advanced tab and enable the PowerPress Playlist. And then you just put in a short code. It's a pretty simple code. I'll have a link to it in the show notes, you know, the documentation about it. But by default, it plays it puts the last 10 episodes into one player, starting with the newest and working its way backwards. But you can manipulate that list, 100 different ways using different attributes in the short code, which, like I said, is documented on the page that I'll have linked.
Awesome. And,
yeah, it's a pretty slick thing. You know, a lot of people want to have just a simple landing page instead of, you know, having their blog posts be the first thing people land on. And it's a nice thing to put in the corner of the page or whatever. It's optional for sure.
I've got mine. Let me see if I can bring it up on the screen. You won't be able to see this, but there's my playlist player right there. Right on the side, and it again shows the last 10 episodes, and people can listen at will. Yep. So very, very cool.
Yeah, and I have a bonus support topic, which usually means that there's a thorn in my side.
Oh.
Please make sure you put your email address in your feed settings at Blueberry, and especially at Blueberry if you're using Publisher, and even in PowerPress, if you don't put the email in, it reverts to a Blueberry email, which we get. But if you're trying to get your show on Facebook, if you're trying to get it on Stitcher, you're trying to get it on Google, they send a confirmation thing. And, you know, we get that in our ticket system. We don't know who you are. A lot of them, it doesn't even identify you. It just says, here's your code. Well, we can't pass that on to you because we don't know who you are.
Yeah.
So make sure you have your email in the settings in your feed.
Yeah, that way you will you'll actually get those and Apple sends out notifications via those email addresses that are in your mm-hmm. feed. So does Google. So if you don't have your email in your feed and one that you check on a regular basis, don't worry. I've had my personal email in my feed for literally 17 years. Yeah. And guess what? It's not like there's, well,
we get a little bit of spam from it.
Who you get spam from is other podcast companies that are trying to make their way into the space. They scrape people, and you'll get a few of those.
Or as Toby says, you get the people, we love your show. And they've never even heard of your show.
Yeah. I had an incident today. I got friended by somebody on LinkedIn. They are a CEO of another podcast company and asked me, Todd, do you need help with your podcast? You can tell there's a bot running. And I'm thinking to myself, I replied back to him. I says, we know each other. Don't you know I'm the founder of Blueberry? No, I don't think I need help with my show. Not from, you know, your company.
And I can guess which company it is, but I'll say
so,
that offline.
It was very funny. And you're going to let someone do that on your LinkedIn account? You're going to let somebody else do these? That to me is very scary. I'm not letting anybody touch my LinkedIn account. That you get something from me, it's from me. There's no one answering my email. And if I ever get to the point where I'm a big, if we ever get big enough where I can afford to have an assistant, Mike, then it'll be this is his assistant. But I don't ever see that happening. But it's interesting. But hey, you got a question you'd like us to answer on your show? Drop an email to mike@blueberry.com. That's blueberry with the E's because we couldn't support the E's, blubrry.com. audio, text, or video, and we may use it here. Of course, the best place for support with any Blueberry product or service is our ticket system at blueberry.com/support. Again, with our ticket system at blueberry.com/support, tickets give the whole team access rather than a direct email or call. And of course, we've been coming to you this week from the New Media Production Studios here in Southern Michigan and Mike Dell's World Studio in Northern Michigan, all produced by the Blueberry Pro Production Team. You can always schedule a one-on-one with me for hosting customers only, todd@blueberry.com. You can also schedule a tech checkup with Mike. Again, hosting customers only, email mike@blueberry.com. And you can send your podcast sticker and a self-addressed stamped envelope, and we'll send you a Blueberry care package. That link will be in the show notes. So very quick today, Mike. Not too long.
No. That's good. We got through it. It was kind of a slow news week, to be honest with you. Yesterday, I was sort of stretching to get some news, so that was good. I will reschedule the webinar, and that will be the new date will be in the show notes.
All right. Awesome. And one thing's for sure is we don't want to waste your time. We just get in here, get what we need to tell you, can get out. And we'll be back next Thursday if we missed something today to share with you. But it's been my pleasure, and Mike's, of course, I hope it's been your pleasure as well, Mike.
No, it's a total pain. No, I'm kidding.
But we want to thank everyone for being here with us, and we'll see you next Thursday on the Podcast Insider. Everyone, take care. See you next time. Bye-bye.
Bye.